nice to feel appreciated. You know, I've been on the website for the last 2 years and I've been hard to find anybody. I'm amazed where you all come from, but anyway, I welcome you today. Now, I've got a speech for you in there, but anybody who knows me is like me, go out of the window. But the most important thing is, as your press officer, over the last 2.5 years, I've been pushing to get the message out hard. Sometimes I've pushed too hard and the reporters have told me to sod off. And, you know, and other times, you know, I've been just right. We've clicked just right at the right time. But I'll try not to be too pushy today and get on with what we've got. Now, those who know me, I normally talk on drug testing. I've got a phobia about taking the piss. But today, we've changed it a little bit. But I suppose, when you read between the lines, we're still taking the mick. Now, Biz said bollocks and pissed. You know, in today's society, it's an unshockable society. No one was shocked about that. But in 1994, you know, when we all, 99, when we all started off here, you know, we never had one press officer here. That's a lie. We did have one press from the Eastern Daily Press, but she wanted to interview Howard Marks. But that was my first stint at it. She had to talk to everybody before she got to Howard, which, well, that was a result. Anyway, at this point, you know, this is all relevant to the debate that we're talking about today. You know, it started, you know, it's been stated, the reason people can say what they like, there's so much noise and information out there, nobody bloody listens. No one hears it. You know, you get the news today, 30-second stint, you don't get an opportunity to analyse what they're saying. And you're on to the next story. And by the next news bulletin, it's yesterday's news. So my job has been quite difficult in keeping up and getting the media involved. But I would say I don't just push the legalised cannabis alliance to the media. I push people like Liberty, who support legalisation. I even support the old Tories occasionally from the compassionate Tory. I've got to tell you this. I told you I'd be trapped. The Conservatives had a meeting in London last week and they billed themselves as the compassionate Conservatives. Please, when you go home, hope for God that the website, the Compassionate Conservatives website, is what they're proposing for good, by God. They propose legalised cannabis. And that website, incidentally, is run by a Conservative councillor in Essex who's sitting in the audience, who don't want me to identify, but there he is over there. Welcome to us, and we're pleased to see you again this time. Now, getting on to where we were going. Now, this success, as you've heard today, we've got through the media, and this success has not had its casualties. We've heard the sad case of his idol. We've got the Worthing crew. God knows how many have been nicked down there. You know, and I'm sure there are other people in this particular room that have got a sad story to sell. I've got even a sadder one at the end to tell you, and the most frightening one that any parent should listen to. Now, you see, when looking at it, I first joined the LCA in 1999 after being in the CLCIA, previous to that to the LCC in London. Previous to that, I was a maverick cannabis campaigner in my local town. I'm still a maverick, I think, but that, you know, I realise that. Now, when I first joined the LCA, and I was invited to join by Alan and the others that formed it, and I thought, great, here's a time. I'm a politician, I'm a political animal. I got a chance to kick in ass here, legitimately. I could call for legalised cannabis in public under the political banner. Now, what more could I ask for? So I joined that. For the first year, I was the press fund officer. I'm not bloody good at that. I know the one that followed me, he was no bloody good either. So really, we've now got another one. I'm hoping that we'll be able to raise funds to make more activity. But we'll see. Anyway,
perform?
We said we were going to perform the legalised cannabis to bring the cannabis issue to the political or the mainstream political agenda. Well, folks, you've done that most certainly. Amongst you, you've really got the message out, and I believe that you've got them on the run. You know, your little face, just out of a matter of interest, you know, just assure me that I'm not suffering from a delusion of grandeur. Has anybody ever thought, just maybe, the government, the Liberals, Democrats, the Greens, the Socialists and the right, everybody has changed their policy since the LCA was formed? Do you reckon that our success with Howard Marks as a cannabis campaign and Buster Nolan in 1997, they don't get mentioned these days, the old boys, and then the LCA candidates in 2001. You know, in 4 years, we've made such an impact into the political arena that I'm convinced that all these non-changes that are about are down to us. Now, anybody else think that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in trouble. Okay, let's get on to the serious stuff now. We talked about reclassification, and I've got in here, if no others, is not covered by other speakers. Well, it's been covered, but I've got a different view to many of you. As Bissell, I think it's a little bit of box. Yeah, no, really, it is an illusion of change. He's done nothing to help us. He's done nothing for the cannabis user. Basically, the only change that will take place is instead of getting a possible 2 years in prison for possession, 5 years, you will now get two. So really, it's no change. And actually, I was talking to a conservative, a lady actually, and she said to me about David Blunkett, and I was discussing it with her, and she said to me about David Blunkett, he's so bloody right when he wouldn't fit in the Tory party, you know. So don't be under any illusion that David Blunkett is your friend. He is your target. He is the man that you have to get to. Now, the challenge. We've tried to make it easy for you to get to it. Now it's entirely up to you whether you take it on board or not. And I ain't going to get any further without this. Right. We go to the stage now. I can go to my local authority, I can go to council meetings, and I haven't had a joint this week. Now, I can go to council meetings and I can talk to them there for. I can talk a little bit. Oi!
It keeps dropping.
Oh, is that it? Right, now, let's get serious. I can go to my local authority and to politicians and I can talk cocaine and heroin to them until they fall asleep. But as soon as I mention cannabis, their eyes roll, their feet shuffle, and they, you know, you've all seen it, I think. They are petrified about talking about cannabis. Why? I don't know. They seem to have a neurotic fear about legal control of cannabis. But they hide up. They pretend they're not in. So basically, we thought to ourselves, an opportunity. I received a flyer to attend a meeting, or a circular, to attend this meeting in London on the criminal justice system. And on one of my silly days, I thought, I'll have fun here. So I rang him up and I said, this criminal justice system meeting you've got everybody there, every general in the whole system is there. Can I come along? And they went, I said, well, yes, you can. I went, oh, good. I said, what, this is £390 delegate fee, I'm skint, and so is my campaign. Oh, well, I said, you need representation there because cannabis is not mentioned, and if you don't want to talk to me, I'm going to talk to the press. Anyway, she talked, and after a bit of argy-bargy, I got a shock. They said, yes, you can come along, complimentary ticket. I thought, nice one, there we are. Got the buses, I can make a noise here. So I said, can I have a slot? Oh, no. sorry, the agenda is set. I said, right, well, so I can come, but I've got to sit in the corner and keep crying a lot. He got to me. Can I make a representation to be handed out in the delegate packs? We're going to get to them. We need to get to them. I didn't think anything would come of it. I thought, well, I'm not going. I've had my fun. I'll get back and have another joint. Anyway, yes, you can. I said, well, happy. Oh, 2A4. I said, 2A4? I said, that'll do the introduction. And she said, well, all right. She said, how about 4A4? And I thought, brilliant. So I rang out on that and said, oh, got a result there. So we rushed around and we decided to do these 4A4. Well, you all know me. It started off as 110 pages and cut it down to 40. And then we decided to look at it closely. But we couldn't get it below 8. And I thought to myself, well, she did say 4A sides both sides, didn't she? So we produced this document. Now this document, no one's got it, I said. Why not? This document, charged to the criminal justice system. Anybody got it? Naughty, naughty, naughty. I thought you were political. Come on, folks, this is what it's all about today. Anyway, the criminal justice system is, we've addressed it. And what we've said is, why are you putting people in prison? We're not asking you why cannabis should be legalised. We're saying to you in a different way. Should we continue to punish and put people in prison who use or get convicted of possession of cannabis offences? You see, there is a difference between legalising cannabis and should we continue to punish people who use cannabis. Now, it's a long story on that, but if anybody wants to follow this thread, this guy here, we just got it in on our website for sale. We've only got 10 copies, so get your copy quick. Now, this guy, Hasek, addresses that issue, and he systematically destroys the argument for prohibition. Now, what he's saying is really, if cannabis is dangerous, then why make it a piece of the criminal justice system? Why not treat it as a health system? But more important, so what if cannabis causes psychosis in some people? So what if it has adverse effect on some people? I can go into my supermarket, any supermarket, and I can buy fatty foods, ice cream, all sorts of things that can cause obesity. As a result of the obesity, I suffer from stress. I cause problems. I could even die as a result of eating these harmful substances that are sold legally by a shopkeeper. Likewise, I can go and buy a can of bleach. On the bleach, it says, do not drink, do not get it in your eyes. So any sensible person doesn't do that. So why don't we address cannabis in the same way? Why don't we sell cannabis in a coffee shop, where you're getting decent, clean cannabis as opposed to some of the shit that you can get on the street? Now, I could never understand that. How can we have that argument? So basically, I don't say make it illegal. I say that government must live with those risks, and in turn, they must give good education. They must treat everybody within the human rights and everything else. So really, that's where we're coming to. The waffle's finished, I hope. But we're going now to the situation of the challenge. Now, as I said, we have been chasing them all. I personally have been chasing this system since 1999. I've chased my local council. Every year I send them a birthday card on the 29th of September. It was early this year, saying, will you talk about cannabis to me and drug testing? And they write back and say, go away. I thought, this year the Tories have got power. Of course, I know the compassionate Tories. I know they'll listen to me. So I rang them up and emailed them and said, my position has not changed. what is your position? Would you like to talk to the Legalized Cannabis Alliance and hold a meeting about cannabis? I got amazing response. We are not prepared to discuss the issue. Well, I thought, yeah, all right. So I thought, they like washing their dirty linen. In public, told the media. So this week, the media has gone a bit about Councillor will not talk to cannabis. Man, he wants a meeting. And at the bottom of it, it turns around and says, I am quite prepared to meet Mr. Barnard and discuss his policy. It took him 10 fucking years to tell me that. You know, so I'm now where we are. So if my council won't talk to me, I thought, there's got to be some others out there. So I thought to myself, it's Ivor. We've been talking to Scotland. And he tells me it's Westminster's fault. You're wrong. So I got on to Mr. Watson, I got similar, Alan got a better reply from me, at least it was addressed, you know, and addressed the issues. It said to me, garbage, garbage, cut paste, go away. Westminster is responsible. So I emailed him back and said, look, this, I need an invite. I can't go to Westminster without an invite, they just don't want to know. So I said, well, would you, you say it's Westminster, Westminster say it's your fault. You know, would you like to get together and when you come to a consensus, who is responsible, get him to give me a ring? So he replied, I've stated my position. If you go to go to Westminster, please feel free. I thought, no, that's fine. So I picked up the phone, rang up the drugs line that a few others have got, and said, I've been told by Mr. Watson at the Scottish Drugs Department that I need to talk to you about Scottish law. Here I am. And they went, would you get this number? And they kept on it anyway. Long story. So we now finished up. We sent this document to Mr. Watson in Scotland and said to Mr. Watson, would you please send this to your drug action teams for consideration to talk to cannabis users about cannabis because we want you to. He has responded, no thank you. I cannot promote your agenda. My agenda is frank, honest speaking. You know, but he cannot promote that. So I thought, no. So we spanned all drug action teams in England and Wales, and we sent them the URL to this. I've received three responses. One is tongue-in-cheek and ongoing, one from Essex, who are considering the policy and discussing it with us. The other one was from Plymouth, who is interested and discussing it with us. So 2 out of 149 after 10 years of getting one to talk is not a bad result. So now we're in a position, I'm able to tell you that out there, your drug action teams are either not prepared to talk to you, your local councils are not prepared to talk to you, and your politician, if you're lucky, may respond to your letter. Now, that's got to stop. It really must stop. And the only way that is going to be done is by you. You see, this is a double-edged challenge. Here's the facts for the politicians. They've got them. They do not want to talk to us at national level. They're not prepared to meet us in any way, respond to our correspondence. So it's up to you now to take it back. Wherever you come from Scotland, from Sussex, and from all parts of Great Britain, I want you to take this challenge back. And I want you to take it and show it and get it into your local council. Ask your local drug action team what their policies on cannabis are. Ask your local council if it is their policy to evict somebody from their house for possession of cannabis or allowing their friends or visitors to use cannabis within the vicinity of their house. I guarantee most of you have got it on your tenancy agreement. These are the things that you must be asking. You must be looking at the politicians and your local people, and you must be saying to them, why? So what we're saying to you is, everybody at central government and dealing with central government, who's anybody and whose email address I've got, has got one of these. It's up to you now to get one of these. And read it, please. because I can do no more in this area. I'm now beginning to repeat myself. I've said all that can be said. It's now down to you to take this information, take it back, and remember, I think someone said once, it was worse for the effect, it's been said that a new source of power is not money in the hands of a few, but information in the hands of many. Your way today, bother governments and institutions. You must see that they're never ever comfortable with easy promises. Demand, and I say demand, and I want to see letters in the press demanding that rational, honest debate over the coming year. Now, you can tell them that I said, talking to Frank and talking frankly are just not the same things. So I'll finish off with me waffle as normal and say to you, from the day we give you the information to use, there is no hiding place for those who want to put you in prison or your friends or anybody for the possession of cannabis offences. Now, up to you folks, I've made a noise, you've got the national media, some of them out there that are good for you, but I cannot make local news. So the challenge to you is, you go out there and you make local news. You are the candidates, you are the representatives of the LCA all over this country. I'm an executive member, but can't do it on my own. Please, let's see more in the paper from us in answer to the crap that we're reading. Thanks very much for listening to me, but you know what I'm like.